You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush, the last episode of the year for us. But we'll be back next year. Got an hour of music for you, and we'll be right back.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye, Uncle Neil. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via Cornelius. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and via con Dios, a long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa, when I throw pesos their way. Adios and via Cornelius, a long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. By the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay, not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today, life is good today.
Thank you. one last time that I would stay away. I came down here to talk to you. I said this time I might get through. I heard her speak, but all the words were dead. We talked all night and left it all unsaid. So we agreed to disagree. At least we got our memories. Whatever's written in your heart, that's all it matters. Your secrets, yeah, and I've got mine. We've played this game now for a long, long time. You don't lean on anyone. You never had no place to run. You never wanted me to get too close. We love and hate the ones we need the most. I try to find a way to you. One thing I could say to you. Whatever's written in your heart, that's all that matters. We'll find a way to say it all someday. That's all that matters. Sights too high. You take the easy way and still get by. I know there ain't no special way. We all get there anyway. I heard her speak, but all the words were dead. Talked all night and left it all unsaid. So we agreed to disagree. At least we got our memories. Whatever's written in your heart, that's all that matters. We'll find a way to say it all someday. Whatever's written in your heart, that's all that matters. Yeah.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Instant Crush. I'm your co-host, Abe Jollis, joined by my two other lovely co-hosts, Jared Cohen and Finian Sicoccio. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm good. I just want to thank y'all for letting me come.
Cut it out.
Hey, cut it out, man. Hey, cut it out.
Jared, how are we doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Last show of the year. Got a lot to talk about, but let's kick it off with some rap civil war.
Sure, yeah.
Three white boys discussing the rap civil war.
Socrates, Pluto, and...
Pluto?
Plato.
Yeah.
Cut it out, man. Quit it. So you guys are the experts on this, not me. I'll let you guys take the stand.
Well, Euphoria came out last night, so very timely show. We thought about playing it, but it's 7 minutes. Jam-packed full of great disses, though.
Well, that's not what happened. They thought about playing it, and then I suggested we play the Drake song, too, and they were like, no, we can't do that.
I was against it from the get-go.
Push-ups is more radio-friendly.
We only have an hour.
Yeah, y'all are so obsessed with being different. That's why we have a mad villainy song on this playlist, dude.
It's the last show. We've never played one. Like, I thought about that when I sent it. I was like, a mad villainy song, you know, but it's really good.
You know the words to that song?
Most.
Yeah, we're trying to be different so bad. Next year, we're getting back to our roots.
Yeah.
Shout out
we're
to my
going
friend
actual bangers that everybody
yes,
knows.
Yes, that people know. Vincent, mainstream, it does not equal bad.
My friend Vincent put me on this song, so some people know it.
But. Okay, I mean, I know the album. Like, I know the songs.
No, of course, but, like, I still haven't listened to that album all the way through. It's very dense. It's, like, not that, would you call it, accessible?
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, can't say I've listened to it, so this will be a fun learning experience.
Is it up next?
Your boy.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's in two songs.
Oh, okay. What's up next?
So what do we think about Euphoria? We only said it dropped.
Oh, right, sorry.
I just said push-ups, better song. Mm-hmm. Euphoria, better diss.
Yeah, exactly. Euphoria was 7 minutes of diss.
Because people are kind of like, you know, maybe it's an over-exaggeration, but like the essence of push-ups is Kendrick Lamar, you're short. You're short, mm-hmm. and like...
I have more money than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and Rick Ross gets thrown in there too.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't really say all that much. It's just a good song.
Yeah.
But, man, Kendrick, he don't like him.
Yeah.
He does not like him.
I mean, it's really chosen.
He doesn't like the way he dresses or the way he talks.
He doesn't like him.
You see what Drake posted on his Instagram in response?
Yeah. He didn't even get the right reference.
Yeah, it was okay. Did you see it, Abe?
Do you think, I did not, but do you think that, like, Drake, he's, like, watching the NBA playoffs tonight on TNT and then, like, the little, you know, instrumentals that they play when they're about to go to commercial, he heard Euphoria because it was on.
Yeah.
You know, it was like one of the instrumentals they played.
He hit the Drewski, he threw the mug across the thing.
Yeah, you think that he got like a little pit feeling in his side. He's like, man, I gotta
hit
the
studio. If he actually sent a cease and desist over like that, that's crazy.
It was the Like That remix is what it was.
That's not what I heard that first, and now I'm hearing it was just the song.
It was.
I saw a leaked email
something. I saw that.
But if that's true, like, I don't understand how he can play the tough guy. What's the season desist for? He said there's no big three. Like, he didn't really say anything in that song.
He didn't like that song.
Yeah, like, man, I don't know.
No pun intended.
No.
But Drake has these, like DJ Academics is on Twitter, and he's just, like, a Drake proxy. Like, all he does is just defend Drake on Twitter. It's crazy.
Somebody's got to do it.
Grandy's the same on Instagram.
Somebody's like, going to do it, yeah.
Man, Grandy.
I think Drake, like, low-key, like, pays these, like, owns these accounts.
Or, like, he gives them publicity. Like, he reposts their stuff every... Like, I think Drake follows
them
both, and
DJ
that's
Academics
just
Academics is sampled in the diss track.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's
what
just
top five
enough.
You smoking on?
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, he's just, like... And they're paid in exposure.
Yes. He low-key, like, made Academics. Like,
they're
sneaky.
Pawns. They're pawns. And that's, like, what they what they feed off of.
They're pawns in this rap civil war.
Yeah, you know that picture of Drake and J. Cole playing chess?
Yeah.
It's like that.
They're going to get sacrificed first.
Do you know J. Cole's just happy he got out of this?
Yeah.
He's off.
He was smart. He actually was the smartest of the three.
Yeah, turns out he was right.
Yeah.
He's in North Carolina riding a bike or something.
No, he's writing,
he's
hooping. 2,000-minute drill.
Yeah. he's in Rwanda playing basketball.
There you go.
You know, I can't believe that his animations in basketball are, like, in 2K. I just, like, saw that the other day.
Wait, you can, like, give yourself the J. Cole jump shot?
Yeah, you give yourself, like, the J. Cole jumper and, like, his crossovers.
Dude,
and, like,
why would I want the crossover of, like, a semi-professional rapper who, like, couldn't even score 10 points in Rwanda?
Oh, come on.
Hey,
I think that's
out, man.
Cool. That's cool.
I don't know. John Wall's animation's the best, though.
Yeah, his little, like, if you hold RT and you do the cross, that, and then you hit the other one,
It's over.
Shout out
to... You know what else is over?
Oh.
this conversation about 2K.
I was just going to say shout out to Martian Gortat.
Hey. Dude, shout out to Luke Kornet, came in today and held it down for Celtics.
Did he?
Our good friend Adam, whole season he's been telling me Celtics bench is their weakness. Celtics bench is their weakness. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Womp womp, Adam. And Spurs in the lottery.
Turns out I was right the whole time. Their bench is very solid, easily top half of the league, if not top 10. And with Porzingis out, that will just continue to be proven.
Well,
was Porzingis the problem the whole time?
They went 21-4 without him this
year. And now they're 22-4 without him.
Who are they up against?
22.5-4.
Either the Grizzlies, or not, oh God, not the Grizzlies, God, the Cavaliers or the Magic.
Right.
Either one.
Cavs are up
3-2. And both are fraudulent.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I sure hope my Cavs make it through, but it's going to be a clean sweep.
It'll be I don't think the Celtics have it in them to sweep anybody. It'll be a gentleman sweep at best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're going to take a game in Cleveland, but that's about it.
No, if anything, you're going to take a game in Boston. The Celtics are unbeatable at home in the regular season and then very beatable at home in the postseason. They're like under 500 the last couple of years at home and like can't lose on the road.
I'm going more off the Cavs' tendencies, which is just like they just watching those two Magic games. Easy. Like I wanted to start crying how bad it was.
I mean, thought it was over after two games and then suddenly.
I did too, because every single game we hit all of our threes in the first quarter and then both games on the road we hit our first two jumpers of the game and then could not make another three. Like actually abysmal shooting.
I know Max Strus is going to hit 13 threes in the game against this series. It's going to be awful.
Yeah. All of them are wild, like contested. He's like off balance from 35 feet.
He probably FaceTimes Eric Spoelstra at night. He's like, all right, tell me what to do in the next game.
He like, send me that Space Jam ball. Like, I need my powers back.
I'm so excited because the only thing that can make Max Strus good is playing the Celtics.
Yeah, like literally, dude. Like Gabe Vincent is on the Lakers and he's a bum. He literally averaged 3 points this year on 30% shooting. 3 points.
He didn't play a lot of games, to be fair.
No, I know he only played like 19.
But that's still like the sample size should be better.
They
like,
played
like
him in the playoffs.
Should be better.
They played him 20 minutes a game and his playoff high this season was 4 points. And this is a team that has no shooters.
Did he get any rebounds or assists? Like, was he good at defense?
No. He's a shooter on a team with no shooters and he's still terrible.
I was
like,
watching.
Obviously,
he was the worst player on the floor every single time he played.
He was actually locked in on defense, though. I was watching.
Against who? Jamal Murray?
He was working.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
He was the worst player on the floor every time he was on the floor.
Let's play some music.
I hate Gabe Vincent.
What's on the menu, Jared?
Anyways, here's Caravan.
She's out playing with the radio. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. Yeah, the caravan has all my friends. Yeah, they'll stay with me until the end. Gypsy Robin and Sweet Amber Road, tell me everything I need to know. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. It'll let me hear the song. Switch on your electric light, that we can get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight, so I can. You know, radio. La 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 la. Yeah, the cow brand is painted red and white. That means everybody's staying overnight. Let a barefoot gypsy boy around a campfire sing and play. Yeah, the woman tells us off her way. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. Turn up the radio, and let her make me a song. Switch on your electric light. Then we can get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight, so maybe I can feel you. Sweet lady of the night, I shine. If you will, turn it up, turn it up, a little bit higher, radio, turn it up, that's enough, so you know, it's got so, radio, radio, turn it up, la la.
And prepared to be stomped in the ground.
And now, subscriber, we've got to punch you up, so please stand by.
spark that starts the fire. But tell me, do you feel the same? So give me one more shot tonight. I will tell you if my heart stops beating right. Let me show you that the only thing I know, no matter where we go, I feel just like a deer when we connected. I feel electric. I feel electric. Oh, oh. You can tell me all your secrets, I would never tell a soul. I'll make a promise and I'll keep it, I would never let you go.
We'll be right back. how it gets me down. Everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause everybody plays a beautiful game out in Brazil. And it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? Yeah.
WMFO Medford.
The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024. Live Day 24. 6 hours of non-stop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from WMFO Studios. Live Day 24. You'll hear Ronnie Deschenes, Jennifer Teft and the Strange, and Gene Dante. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day. Don't miss a single second.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
You might get what you're after. Cool babies. When I look to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. When I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hot sun beating on the big people in the big hard world. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. Yeah, when I see a pin her charm, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again. When I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
Thank you. wandering Jews, free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the Sangre de Cristo, in the Blood of Christ mountains of New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair, rainbows in the high desert air. Mountain passes slipping into stones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Thinking back to the season before, looking back through the cracks in the door, two people were married, the act was outrageous, the bride was contagious, she burned like a bride. These events may have had some effect on the man with the girl by his side, the arc of a love affair, his hands rolling down her hair. Love like lightning shaking till it moans, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Why don't we drive through the night? We'll wake up down in Mexico. Oh, why? I don't know nothing about, nothing about no Mexico. Tell me why won't you love me for who I am, where I am? He said, 'cause that's not the way the world is, baby. That's not the way the world is, baby. This is how I love you, baby. This is how I love you, baby. This is how I love you, baby. Return to their natural coasts, to resume old acquaintances, and step out occasionally and speculate who had been damaged the most. Easy time will determine if these consolations will be their reward. The arc of a love affair, waiting to be restored. Take two bodies and you twirl them into one, their hearts and their bones, and they won't come undone. Hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Thank you.
You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form.